Cardiff, this is Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. Cesar Lopez. Return your call.
Hey, how are you?
Fine, thank you. What's up?
Okay, so I just got out of my underwriter's office. Yep. He is 100% certain that this file that they came up with is yours. Okay. Did you have a previous company that you defaulted on a loan, possibly?
No.
Okay.
How long are you, I mean, where are you going back? 10 years or something?
I have no idea, but I mean, 10
why,
years.
Why don't you ever give, why don't you ever give me a call? Cause I mean, you know, I don't understand what they want. I mean, to me, the best reference is I did a deal with about a year ago.
November, no, it doesn't matter. That doesn't matter.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. One good reference, 4 or 5 month loan reference, doesn't overshadow a default on a similar loan product. And we have paperwork that shows it. We confirmed it with the bank, and you're telling me that it didn't happen. So, you know, I'm not going to be able to move forward if I don't have the proper facts. I mean, if it did happen, I just need to know the situation so that I can get around it. But I can't keep telling them that you have no idea what I'm talking about because they have legal paperwork that says it happened with your name on it and the company.
What company?
Let me see here. Does the name Horizon Financial ring a bell?
No. Zero.
So it says the name of the company is Chenise Beverly Hills.
There isn't a company called Chenise Beverly Hills.
Downey, the address is in Downey, California. Okay. And it says that the owner is Cesar Lopez.
Okay.
Well, number one, there is no company named Chenise Beverly Hills. Do you have a tax ID number for that company?
There is one. I don't have it, though.
Okay. Does it match my company?
Well, no, this is previous. This is before this company was established. Just because it doesn't match company.
No, I understand that. But what blows me right off is that's not a company, okay? There's no way that's a company.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Okay, I said there's no way that's a company. That's a trademark. Run a state of California or any tax ID, and if you tell me that's a corporation, that's not a corporation, that's not a company, that's a trademark. That's number one. Number two, I have nothing to do with anybody there. Now, somebody could have used my name, that's fine, but then do they have my Social Security? Do they have my... I'm not saying what you have there isn't something, but I mean, if it doesn't show up on my credit, you have my Social Security number, you have my corporation number. What else? I mean, I can't answer. And I already said, if you start with Chenise Beverly Hills, I can't
I can't help you, because there's probably close to, I'm not kidding, at least 50 or so entities with the names from East Beverly Hills. Some of them are salons, some of them are other companies. Yeah, my name is tied into some East Beverly Hills as a product line. That's the product line. If you come in here and take a look at all the products, they all say some East Beverly Hills. But what has that got to do with... I'm not going to answer. I can't answer for any company named some East Beverly Hills. The only company I can answer for is my own. And if you... I would take a look at... If you want to follow it through, they got to have... You don't lend just to a name. You got to have a tax ID number. Find who owns the company that was using the name Shanice Beverly Hills, and then tell me that's my company, because I it isn't me. I mean, I know what company I've had, and
what company did you own before this company?
CLJ Incorporated, and that was my initial. But that goes back 20 years, so I don't know what. In other words, I can't answer for a corporation that's not mine. If you tell me you have, do me a favor. Look, find they got to have some sort of tax ID number, either a social security number or a tax ID number, because nobody lends money without a social or a tax ID or both.
Well, they can't disclose that to us.
Find out what the name of the company is.
They can't disclose that information to us. I mean, what they did was they pulled a business credit report.
Yeah.
Based on your name and the company name. Okay?
I know, and I told you that from the get-go. Please use my company and my social security number. Do not use the DBA or the trademark, because the minute you pull the trademark, you're going to get a million different readings.
Sir, please, Caesar. Please let me finish, right? I listen to every word you say, and then I start to speak and you interrupt me. Okay? They pulled this under your first and last name. This company came up under your first and last name. And this default came up under your first and last name, with a company that is very similar to the company name that you've submitted to us. This default occurred a year and a half before you opened this business. So from the underwriter's standpoint, that all makes sense. We see that every day. We see companies get into trouble constantly. They file bankruptcy, they shut down, and then they just open another company. But that doesn't mean that a new company should be able to just all of a sudden have clear credit and borrow as if they've never had a default. So that's what they're trying to figure out. This is a sister company.
All right, I understand that. Then just ask for one simple thing. I'm not asking for any numbers or any information, but just because my name and the trademark show up together, of course my name is going to show up with Shanice, because I sell Shanice Beverly Hills products all day long. I've been selling it from the day I started with picking up the product. But I also know that to do yourself your due diligence, do me a favor. They got to have not just my name coming up with this and that and the other. What is the company name that was using the name from East Beverly Hills? And when you find that out, you'll find out it wasn't me that owns the company or had anything to do with it. It's real simple. Just whoever's giving you the information or the tax or the... reporting agencies don't give you all the information. But
that's what you're not listening to. You're not listening to me. Okay. When we pull credit, we punch in your name and your social and your company name. And then we get a bunch of different information. I can't speak to a computer. There's nobody to talk to. This is a credit report. So you're right, it could be wrong, but I can't just go to my underwriter and say, nope, client says it's wrong, or, you know, it's not his. You know, I need to double check, because if they do spend more money and they come up with something and the information I'm telling them is wrong, this is done, it's dead. They're going to red flag you and you won't be getting any loans. So
I just got a loan. Okay, I got a loan last year.
Okay, that's what, you know, this is what I'm trying to tell you. Obviously, they're not dumb. They're ready to go with the second loan. This is not a first loan. This is a second loan. I have a copy of my TRW. I have a copy of my Experian report. I have a copy of my
This is an experience report.
It says anything. On the company, I have a Experian business report for the corporation. Nothing comes up on that.
For your new corporation.
Right. And what other corporations do I have? The last one I had, I think it was 20 years ago, and it's called CLJ Inc., my initials. The thing why the credit reporting agency is pulling it up is because my name is associated with Shanice Beverly Hills. The minute you pull my name and Shanice Beverly Hills, yeah, you're going to get a whole bunch of other stuff in there. But
well, why would that be, though? Why would your name be associated with all these other businesses?
Pardon?
Why would your name be associated with all these other businesses?
It's only the Shanice Beverly Hills, because there are about 20 different companies. You know, if a salon tomorrow morning wants to start to use the name Shanice Beverly Hills for their salon, it's a beautiful name. They can use it. We sign a thing that says you're authorized to use the name, even though they don't own the trademark. They don't own anything. We want it because we want to get as much publicity on the products and on the name as possible. You want to use Shanice Beverly Hills? Go right ahead. We'll give you a letter saying go ahead. But that doesn't mean we pick up responsibility for whatever actions they do. If they don't pay their rent, they don't pay. We're not partners with any other people. And I'm not kidding. That's why I said to you from the beginning, please don't tie me into the trademark name, because I have no way of knowing who, what, where, how, or anything else. Everybody wants to use the trademark name. You have Shanice Pro Salon. You have Shanice Orange County. You have Shanice La Jolla. Where do you want me to start? And do all these people know my name? Of course they do. But I'm not partners with 20 other people that use the name Shanice Beverly Hills.
Okay.
Okay, that's all I can say. Look, if they don't want to do it, it's okay. No big deal. We'll move on. It's fine. I appreciate your work and stuff like that. But, I mean, when you're asking someone, it's like saying, you know, there's a marriage certificate. Show me my marriage certificate, because somebody says I'm married to you. I can't prove the other. I can't. I wouldn't know where to start. We've had an office here, and we had an office in Irwindale. That's it. We've been in Irwindale for at least 5 years. So I don't know what anybody else is doing anywhere else. Anyway, she has a problem. Why don't you have her give, you have my number, have her give me a call. She can ask me the question directly, whatever she wants to know.
All right, let me see what I can do with that.
I'd be happy to help her if whatever additional information you've asked for. Checks, you've asked for tax returns, you've asked for everything there, and then just don't ask me for something what happened 5 years ago, and not with a company that I own, because I know for a fact I have not had any company other than the one that just formed, period. Okay?
All right, let me see what I can find.
Okay, thanks. Bye.